At least school wasn't in session at the time. It's 1300 and it's already been a very long day. Rebels planted landmines on one of the roads through the mountains. A UN vehicle ran over one. One dead, three injured. We handled the evacuation. We're now sitting in the parking lot waiting for word that our assigned tanker is overhead. We've been mid-air refueling the chopper ever since we came in country. It's an interesting way to handle getting around. When gas will arrive is not always predictable. I've learned to seize these quiet moments. I've been watching the flights overhead. Honey, if those formations are your squadrons, you've been having long days too. Before we all go different directions for the day, we've been getting an 0500 gaggle briefing for the 100 of us based at Injirlik, so that any one of us can respond should trouble be reported. It's not a great solution to the lack of manpower, but so far it's been workable. Yesterday, we flew over the location where we were stationed last year. The plateau has a gash through it where the land tore open. Despite what I've seen around here, I was still surprised to see it. I miss you, Grace. The tanker is inbound, Rich called. Bruce folded the letter in progress and slid it into his flight suit pocket. Operation Northern Watch, Iraq-Turkey border. The land below looked so quiet and peaceful. Grace checked the pilots in formation with her and then descended to 12,000 feet. A smooth mission. The stress of the day had faded as she settled into the mental zone of peak performance. She'd done a